This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Crazy for trying, and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
President Trump's fitness for office is now the top story in the country.
So while Hillary coughed and stumbled her way through the campaign trail for months, CNN lectured us for months about how we were all outrageous conspiracy theorists who are peddling fake news for merely questioning her physical health.
With that in mind, watch Sean Hannity spread conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. That was reckless speculation by Sean Hannity. She is now physically fit to be president, and there is no doubt about that.
But when some crackpot writer known for inventing fake quotes, who admits in his own book he's not certain the content is true, distance diagnoses Trump as being mentally ill, the same guy, CNN's Brian Stelter, says it's incumbent upon journalists to treat it with credibility.
But many Americans are worried. And journalists need to cover that. It is fair to ask about his fitness. Conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. That was reckless speculation. It is fair to ask about his fitness. Reckless speculation. It is fair to ask about his fitness. Reckless speculation.
The New York Times' Maggie Haberman said Trump fanned conspiracy theories about Hillary's health, but despite admitting that parts of Wolf's book are, quote, flat-out false, she's doing exactly the same thing about Trump's mental health.
Something is unleashed with him lately. I don't know what is causing it. I don't know how to describe it.
Over a dozen lawmakers met with a Yale psychiatry professor for 2 days, after which she told them Trump was falling apart under the stress. What was one of her primary pieces of evidence for this claim? That Trump CNN wrestling tweet from 6 months ago. Well, I might as well end the video now, because that's a watertight argument, isn't it? Case closed. Trump's not crazy. You are. You've been driven crazy by Trump. Many of you were crazy enough to believe that a joke about Trump watching the Gorilla Channel for 17 hours a day was real. That's how maniacally obsessed you are about Trump. From two scoops of ice cream, to the way he drinks from a cup, to Trump's well-done steak with ketchup. You just can't stop thinking about every minute detail of his existence. Seriously, the media is like a jilted ex-lover that Trump dumped, who is now relentlessly stalking him. They even hide in bushes to try to catch a glimpse of his golf swing. They create delusional alternate reality websites in which Hillary won the election. These are not well people. You want to talk about crazy? I'll tell you what's crazy. Rioting in the streets because you don't like an election result. That's crazy. Trying to shoot up a baseball field full of Republican congressmen. That's crazy. Burning down college campuses because you don't like someone's opinion. That's crazy. Thinking hurricanes are Mother Nature punishing Americans for voting for Trump.
You know, you're watching these hurricanes now, and it's hard, especially while promoting this movie, not to feel Mother Nature's rage.
That's crazy. Holding Trump's mock severed head aloft with a deranged sociopathic look on your face. That's crazy. Screaming at the sky like escaped mental patients because you're so triggered by Trump.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. Endorsing a group that's listed as a terrorist organization by the DHS and FBI. That's crazy. Thinking that Trump's tweets are going to make the planet uninhabitable.
We all live in a world that could literally be ended in terms of a habitable planet because of this sad man's insecurity.
That's crazy. And all of that craziness was brought to you by the mainstream media's hysteria. The same people responsible for one solid year of rampant, fevered, anti-Trump madness, and now calling Trump crazy. I mean, talk about projection. You want to see crazy? Don't look at Trump, look in the mirror.
Hey,
when you're literally having to take medication to treat your Trump derangement syndrome, you're probably not the most credible voices to be calling other people mentally ill. When you look like you've just escaped from a straitjacket after bouncing around a rubber room for a few hours, maybe you shouldn't be questioning other psychological...
That's right. The full report's on InfoWars.com. We have giant news on the other side. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the big headline on NewsWars.com, as well as DrudgeReport.com, China may halt purchases of U.S. Treasuries, markets rattle. We can pull the CNBC up and show folks the latest with the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But when you pull back from this, think about it. A foreign communist dictatorship can then dictate what's happening inside our nation and drive down the stock market substantively right now. The S&P is down 4.67, NASDAQ 26.34, and then it just goes on from there. Let's pull the Dow Jones Industrial Average up for folks right there. We're watching on television. Think about that. China has a 15% corporate tax. We had a close to 40. We cut ours to theirs. They go to zero. Tell U.S. companies and others, become state-connected, controlled by the Communist Party that takes Christians and Buddhists and houses them in facilities and harvests their organs, executes them for their religion, and sells their organs, executes Christians and Buddhists for secretly conducting their religion in their own homes, and kills them. Not a word out of Hollywood, not a word anywhere. Now the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20.45, still well above 25,365. And without even looking this morning, I knew that I would go look and find pundits saying, look, Trump's policy on China has already hurt the markets as they cheerlead an attempt to tank the markets to try to kill the nationalism that we've rekindled. Incredible. Communist China comes to our private Federal Reserve that set up this monetary policy to put us into debt, and they become the biggest owner of U.S. fiat treasuries. So that the communist Chinese, the greatest mass murderers in history, can hold us by the short hairs. Oh, but instead we get to hear about Russia, who's fended off the globalist takedown operation, is trying to stabilize its population and put fires out. If Russia's like a ship, big old ship, long history, culture, past. It's got smoking, burning holes all over it. But at least it's not run by the people that blew the holes in it. And that's its crime. We, on the other hand, run by Hollywood, run by the communist Chinese, run by the folks that hate flyover country as their religion. In all their internal tapes and diaries and admissions, they hate Christians. They hate poor black people. They hate poor white people, poor Hispanics. They're elitists, they're feudal lords, and they play us all off against each other. And then you've got Trump saying, we're just going to match the tax you have so that it's more fair. And they go, we're going to zero. You don't hear Bernie Sanders or Hillary complaining that communist China went to zero corporate tax for the big rich fat cats. Oh, no. No, no. It's the Trump AA, 15 points to give the trillions to rich people. No, the rich people wrote the law to move it offshore. And I know you know that. But just to watch them prey on the economically illiterate public in this country. And to watch Owen Schroyer go out and every person he talked to supported Trump's tax plan when they told him it was for Bernie. And that Bernie supported it. But as soon as they told him it was Trump's, they said, you're fake news, you're a liar. Except for one black guy. And he said, okay, I'm ignorant. I need to get informed. All the delicate genius white people, and we just continue to see this, are really, it's actually what they say, that white people are kind of the problem, liberal white people. Because I'm serious, we go out, we interview them, they're the worst. And they're always the cheerleaders wanting to virtue signal how they know everything and they're great and blah, blah, blah. Now, those young ladies were somewhat nice. You know, this older lady just says fake news. And he says, well, thank you for talking to me. I appreciate you. And shakes her hand and she just bowls past him and says, fake news. No, we read to you his tax plan. You said you supported it because Bernie Sanders was behind it. And then when you heard that it wasn't, you hissed and ran off. Utilities cutting rates cite benefits of Trump tax reform. Yeah. 9 years ago, 50%+ of our power was from coal. It was down to like 30% under Obama. You let that power come back on the market, turn those clean plants back on again, and you're talking about trillions in the next decade of tax cuts. As Trump said, getting rid of regulations, bringing back the coal. All of this is the equivalent of tax cuts. And then you get real tax cuts on top of that. Now, let's shift gears, though. We're going to be covering this more. We'll get into the 7.6 magnitude quake that struck the Caribbean and all the latest stuff. There's just so much. But the whole DACA thing, Trump is smart about business. He's already frozen hundreds of thousands of Hondurans that are here illegally and shipping them back. And hundreds of thousands of people that are here illegally from Guatemala. I mean, they're being shipped back in mass, and upwards of 70% reduction of illegals coming across. But then he says, like he always said during the campaign, no to DACA in its present form. If you have judges that see the documents that you were here as a child and that you have lived here for over a decade and you're not a criminal, we're going to vet you, then we can do it. But no DACA in its present form. What does Ann Coulter do? What is this so-called, and I'm not attacking Ann Coulter, but the guardians of conservatism, they go, Trump's going back on his word. He says he would look to have DACA if it's redone and if they vet the people. Remember how super conservative Christians, who I love to death, and they have the right to really be out there in the culture war, tell people what they think, and okay, that's fine, but they believe the media when they said Trump hates gay people and he's a homophobe and he wants to kill them and all this. Even though he had Peter Thiel at the thing and people were waving rainbow flags and all this being inclusive. The media lied and a lot of conservatives piled on going, wow, he hates these people. Then when Trump did what he said he would do and was inclusive, they flipped out. And it's the same thing happening here again. Where he says, DACA in its present form lets people bring in even their second cousins, and you got 45-year-old men that we know we've deported repeatedly with a fake name, claiming they were born here, and you're gone, okay? You're gone, and you can bring your mother, your father, or siblings. But let's debate that. You can't bring 10 deep. People go, well, that's 5 million people, blah, blah, blah. If they're vetted, we aborted all our kids. If there are some people out there that see the Hispanics being turned into racists as well and being tribal and being manipulated by the left and brainwashed, that's a big problem for America. But Hispanics in general are good, hardworking Christian family people. And if Trump can embrace and judo the globalist and make a reasonable thing to bring in people that aren't criminals, it's a replacement population. The black population's going down. The white population's going down. The third, fourth generation Hispanics are going down. Every industrialized group goes down. Japan's going down. Italy's having 1.2 kids. There aren't going to be Japanese and Italians in a couple hundred years. So the issue is Trump really has a pragmatic plan, like he would say in those hour, 2 hour long speeches. The media took it out of context, like they always do, and he said, all Mexicans are racist. The media probably clipped that out and said it. Didn't say that. And it's the deception. And then they use that back against him going, oh my gosh. He is going to have blanket amnesty. No, there are a good 800,000 people here that have been here, were born here, but the parents were illegals that didn't even go in to get them the citizenship, didn't even know they could, or were scared to do it, or they got here when they were 5 years old. And obviously, you can't pull those people out of the country. It's stupid anyways. And then you give the globalists the high ground. They can play the game. Instead, you go, you're a felon. You're here fake. You're a fraud. You're out of here. And you're new pouring in illegally. You're out of here. And we're going to vet who we have coming into the country. And, hey, you don't like new people coming in? There's a lot of Hispanics don't like people coming in, driving down wages. Well, you should have had kids. And same for white people or anybody else.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's keep score here. Trump promised to pull us out of the TPP and put in place fair economic policies to counter globalism to bring our nation back. He's done that in royal flush, ace of spades, all the way. I'd give him a 100 so far, just because of the effort and what he's delivered. He has flip-flopped on troops in Afghanistan and expanded them when he said he would pull them out. He has not acted yet on exposing vaccines that he promised he would do in that Blue Ribbon Commission. He has kind of gone sideways on Julian Assange until suddenly his lawyers are arguing that Assange isn't a criminal and is good, and they've ended federal grand juries. So that's one where he's starting to go the right direction. And there's some other places where the president has not done what he said he would do. And one of the big ones, some could say, is now DACA. But that's a semantical manipulation. And this is very sophisticated what's happening. He said during the campaign, DACA in its present form just lets anybody that says they were a kid here with no proof just be here. Obama sets these immigration hearings for 2-3 years out. 90-something percent of people don't show up. It's a total fraud. 17% of the people coming across, they're calling them children. Only 17% are children. These are adults. These are handicapped people. These are things that will absolutely weigh down the country. This is crazy. Remember they bought 35,000 pairs of 6X underwear? Remember that? I mean, this is insane. They're not even testing you for diseases. They're letting you come through with leprosy, cholera, drug-resistant TB. I mean, just an assault on the country. You should at least test the people that are sick and take them to a hospital. It's like biological warfare against the country. But now you've got a judge coming out blocking the Trump administration plan to roll back DACA. So see, you've got everybody praising Trump, saying, oh, he's suddenly going to be liberal and go with the original DACA. That's how the media is spinning it. So if he doesn't, he's betrayed everybody. But it also hurts his base. This is how the psych warfare people do it. They go, we'll declare he's now caved into us so that it'll look like he's double-crossed if he doesn't. And then we'll also say to the base he's betrayed them, and that'll give us more leverage, and we'll chip away at that, pushing him more into our arms. And then we can still set him up and bring him down later once we've gotten rid of his base. That's the Machiavellian strategy. Roger Stone's coming in the next segment to give you exclusive breakdown on the postmortem of Steve Bannon's political career and life and stuff that he told me that was spot on. I actually considered not hiring Roger Stone 8 months ago when we first hired him because he was so anti-Steve Bannon behind the scenes, not in a treacherous way, but saying, I fear he's really turned against this. He's bringing in the generals to... You know, 25th Amendment. Now I'm getting intel. And I was like, I don't like that, Roger. I think Stephen Bannon's great. And he said, okay, we'll be pro-Bannon. And then we got screwed over. But now he's willing to talk. So I'll see how much he'll say in the next segment. That's very important. But getting back to DACA, this is very sophisticated. He just sent back hundreds of thousands of Hondurans that were here illegally, a lot of them children. He just sent back, again, hundreds of thousands of people from Guatemala. I mean, it's everywhere. People from Mexico. And a judge is ruling, hey, you can't do that. You got to let everybody stay here. And then all Trump's doing is having bipartisan meetings saying, listen, if somebody's really been here and they're not a criminal and they've been here a long time, then it's stupid to pull them out of the economy and get rid of them. When it doesn't matter if you're Hispanic, white, or black, everybody knows fourth, fifth generation Americans statistically are very lazy and very entitled. And hardworking immigrant labor, to a great extent, one area of that is hardworking immigrant labor. There is a criminal element that's particularly criminal, though, that basically neutralizes all the good of 95%. And Trump has that pragmatic understanding that we've got to deport the criminals, deport people that are here illegally, deport people that are lying and have fake Social Security numbers or stole them, and go after the underground economy the Democrats have set up of controlling this underclass that is mainly Hispanic immigrants. Chinese women are now outpacing Mexicans as the group coming here. They're wealthy or middle class. They are getting free health care, their babies become U.S. citizens, and they're milking everything. So if you want the real group, and I'm not bashing Chinese in general, it's just very hardworking, smart people, but they are coming over here and colonizing the U.S. and going directly on welfare and keeping their money in China. So it's you can type it in. I mean, the number one group outpacing all Mexicans that are coming in is Chinese women here to have babies. They get here 2 months before they're going to have the baby on a visa that Obama would give them. They go get an apartment. They get the baby supplies. They have the baby. That baby's now an anchor. That's fraud. China would put her in a death camp for that. I'm not saying put them in a death camp. But see, don't come here and do this. This is sick. Screwing America over needs to come to an end. So Trump is there with an olive branch. He has the meeting. And then everybody gets horrified when Wolf Blitzer and all the other hosts and Jeb Bush starts praising him. And they all know they're super unpopular. They know that hurts the president. But he's making a calculation of judo to show people they're a fraud. Just like Trump said, you're going to like what I do for the real dreamers. If you're really here, if you're not a criminal, if you're contributing, you were really here when you were a kid. Okay, I said that during the campaign. That's how they're spinning it, that he's a liar. Let's play a clip of Wolf Blitzer praising this. This is the presidency many thought he was capable of. Let's play Dana Bash first. Here's Dana Bash, a piranha-like deceiver, now suddenly loving the president. Here it is.
This was kind of stunning. I have not seen anything like this.
There's a lot to discuss with regard to the substance, because there are a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of a real discussion in this room. But I think it definitely bears underscoring. Look, we've all covered a lot of photo ops for the sake of bringing the cameras in. Sure. to send an image around the world. That's not what this was. And we are as skeptical as they come. I think that's fair to say. This really was a negotiation. We really got we were the fly on the wall in this room listening to the way they talk. I'm really not convinced that it would have been any different had the cameras not been in there. And I've just been communicating with now two Republicans who were in that meeting who said that they had no idea that the cameras were going to stay in there as long as they did.
Okay, so there you go. People being brought to the table to be sold on something that's reasonable. Hey, we can't have felons and people deported 30, 40 times and rapists saying they were born here when they weren't with no proof. They're going to leave. That's what he always said. And again, people are misrepresenting. Trump continues to do 90% of what he said he'd do. If he goes sideways on this, we've got a big problem. We need to keep him honest about it. But seismically, America first, cutting the taxes, cutting the regulations, turning the coal back on, cutting the corporate tax to bring the jobs back in, that has panicked the entire New World Order. They don't know what to do. And that's why they're still scrabbling to try to get rid of Trump. And he so damaged the establishment that he could never make a deal with them to leave him alone. They're going to continue to always try to remove him because of what he symbolizes. But they will try to suck him in and manipulate him with his advisors to go along with this. Let's go out to break with Wolf Blitzer. And again, this is cringeworthy, but this is part of their psyop. Here it is.
Down the road, I'm Wolf Blitzer in Washington. We want to welcome our viewers here in the United States and around the world. Let me go to Jim Acosta, our chief White House correspondent. Jim, you listened closely, and I got to give the president of the United States a lot of credit. He allowed the TV cameras in there for this really remarkable meeting. I've covered the White House as you. And you have for many years. I don't remember when a White House has allowed TV cameras in such an unusual.
So there you go, folks. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And we're about to go to Roger Stone with some really big exclusive news. And we don't get into infighting here, and I basically won't even engage in it privately. And Roger, with the stuff he was telling me going back really 8 months ago is when it started, I basically told Roger I didn't want to hear about it. And even though everything Roger so far had told me over the last few years before that was so accurate, I just couldn't believe it. And Roger was very positive on air and tried to see Bannon as the, you know, like the good guy inside the White House that was going to keep us on track. And there might even be some truth to that. But now we know about Bannon being behind the made-up mafia dossier. And I heard about that from Stone. And we now know that he's the guy that let Wolf in and that he indeed did say those things. And all these witnesses are coming forward, even though Wolf twisted other interviews he got and has been caught in a bunch of stuff. Bannon's the guy that actually did say that stuff and did bring him in. And Bannon thought he could run for president last week. His response was, maybe I'll run for president in 2020. And his response was, I'll keep running Breitbart. And people are like, no, you're gone. And as I said the day after this all happened last Thursday, I said, Steve Bannon's gone from Breitbart, or Breitbart's done. And the people have spoken. Well, indeed, that happened yesterday. But it's not about, oh, great, somebody's head just got chopped off. Let's play polo with it. It's that I am shocked by the Machiavellian garbage and his ego. And is he evil? Is his ego? What's wrong with him? We now know he was the big leaker. He brought the generals in. He was positioning this book right now for a 25th Amendment run at him. And I remember Stone telling me this 8 months ago. And I don't know how much he can tell you, or his sources obviously he can't give you. He gave me some of them. And I was like, Roger, you know, you're not usually somebody that's just mad at somebody or envious of somebody, you know, because they're a big political pundit. He goes, absolutely not. I like writing for Breitbart. You know, I really liked Steve Bannon until he got in. This is the intel we're getting, Alex. And I'm telling you, he brought in the generals thinking it'd be a coup for him and somebody like Ted Cruz down the road, who he worked for before. And I'm listening to this, and he goes, I'm telling you. And he brought up the Chinese double agents, and that'll be key coming up, involved with Bannon and all this other stuff. And I don't know how much he can say on air, but post-mortem, we're not gossiping here. I don't ever do this. We need to really just put it all out about Bannon. That is he an egomaniac? Did he get manipulated? Or is he really just a super bad dude? Because if so, we'll have to continue to look out for what he's going to be doing, creeping around in the dead of night, basically. So, Roger, you've done nothing but positive about Bannon. But behind the scenes, you're never really a negative guy, but you were just continually to say, it's Bannon, it's Bannon. And I'm glad he hired you 8 months ago, and I'm glad you're our correspondent, but, you know, I almost, you know, didn't hire you because I just thought it's crazy to say Bannon is this double agent, but now you've been proven correct. How did you know this?
Well, Alex, so many things that didn't make sense in the beginning of the Trump administration now suddenly make perfect sense. The fact that Steve Bannon never helped any other true Trump supporter get into the senior White House staff. The fact that virtually every candidate Bannon promoted for a cabinet job, globalist Rex Tillerson, for example, the candidate of Condoleezza Rice, not a Trump supporter. So while giving lip service to the Trump movement, Bannon helped formulate an administration that was completely staffed by never-Trumpers. It didn't make sense then. It does make sense now. It was Steve Bannon who was the original patron for General John Kelly, getting him first to Homeland Security, then helping him get into the White House Chief of Staff's job. Bannon and I met, I guess, a little over a month ago in New York for several meetings. We extended, as you know, an invitation to appear here on InfoWars, which he declined. I thought that was really strange. He was out of public office. It was an opportunity to speak to millions of freedom-oriented Trumpers around the globe. Yet he passed on the opportunity.
But we're not mad at him about that. Let's go back to you saying it makes no sense. He's in there. He's doing nothing. We're being told by other sources he's helping bring them all in. He says he's for the agenda, but he's the one sabotaging it. He shows everybody the big board. And then going back about 8 months ago, as you were saying this going back, you know, to, I guess, about February of last year, but about 8 months ago, you started saying, no, I'm telling you, he's building up a 25th Amendment with these generals. And then later you predicted they would throw him overboard, that he was a useful idiot. I mean, you literally called it. So how did you call it? I mean, tell folks what you told me behind the scenes.
Well, he told me a little over 2 months ago that Trump would be gone by July, that he was pessimistic that the president could survive. Little did I understand at that time, it was because of what he himself was orchestrating. And, Alex, there's no question whatsoever that he saw himself as the president's successor. And now you have an entire new and disturbing line of inquiry. Remember that Steve Bannon was a member of the National Security Council until he was kicked off the council in August. During that period, he learned about Miles Kwok. Miles Kwok is a Chinese national living illegally in the United States that the Chinese government is seeking to extradite. Steve Bannon knew firsthand that the Chinese president had asked President Trump directly on two occasions, once at Mar-a-Lago, once at the G12 conference, about the extradition of the criminal Kwok, who was accused in China of executing multi-million dollar cyber crimes, essentially stealing. What does Bannon do? He leaves in August, and by October, he has a financial deal with Kwok to finance Breitbart as the Mercers, who I do think are patriots, appear to be ready to throw in.
So let's be clear. Tower. He's calling Trump a traitor at the same time talking to a snake reporter that he brought into the hen house, and at the same time using national security intel to then go basically get money off of somebody so that he could be the person's political protector. By every stretch of the imagination, by every historical yardstick, this sounds like treason to me.
Well, and I'm told the FBI is all over this like a cheap suit. I mean, the question is, when did Bannon begin taking money from Kwok? How much did he take? I give Matt Drudge credit for the one who put together the pieces of this particularly nefarious scheme, but Bannon was clearly Kwok's protector during the time he was on the National Security Council.
But let's give credit as well. I first learned about Kwok from you, and I kept saying, why are you harping on Kwok? You said because it's the key to Bannon. You were the first to say that. Can you tell us the extra intel you had?
Yes, it's absolutely clear. Kwok is a double agent. I believe that he was working for the Chinese, spying on America. I believe that he then flipped and went to work for Pompeo and the boys in Langley. But quite clearly, Steve Bannon became his protector in return, I believe, at least allegedly, for funding for Breitbart. There you see it. So this entire thread is now coming together, and there he is. The man on the right is in the country illegally, fighting extradition, and more importantly, Alex, he's a fly in the ointment in terms of getting the Chinese assistance on North Korea.
We'll be back and talk about this. This is incredible. It's clear, Bannon is incredibly...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This all broke last week, saying either Bannon goes or Breitbart goes. Big victory. Breitbart is Benedict Arnold. He is the enemy. He has been flushed. And then again, last night in that particular program, we played the clip from where I had said last week that either Bannon goes or Breitbart is going to be in deep trouble, which is a great organization, does a lot of great work. It's not about a pissing contest. It's not about enjoying going after Bannon. It's about being betrayed and then doing the post-mortem on that to find out exactly what is going on and what happened. That said, getting back into Kwok that you've been on for, 8 months, first person I heard talking about it, Bannon, espionage investigations, you couldn't get into it then. What can you tell us now about this mysterious tycoon and about your statement that sources tell you, and you're one of the most connected people I know, talking to reporters, mainstream, alternative, foreign, you name it, every day, every hour, every few minutes, on the report that you're getting that Bannon is under investigation by the FBI, and what are they investigating?
Well, it now appears, just to recap, that Steve Bannon, as a member of the National Security Council until last August, learned that Kwok was the subject of a tug of war between our government and the Chinese government, that the Chinese president asked President Trump directly for the extradition of Miles Kwok, and that the president has guaranteed that extradition. And this was most definitely one of the talking points in the president's efforts to get the assistance of the Chinese in terms of tamping down the North Korean nuclear threat. We now know that Bannon reached out to and engendered a relationship with Kwok after leaving, or perhaps contiguous with being on the NSC. And lo and behold, when the Mercer family, a patriotic family out of Long Island, pulled the rug out from Breitbart's financially, well, Bannon announced that his new financier was none other than the Chinese national and fugitive criminal, Miles Kwok. This, to me, looks like self-dealing. It appears to be corrupt. It may, in fact, be treasonous if these facts are as represented. But, Alex, I go back to my meeting with Bannon several months ago, and his absolute certainty that Trump would be removed in a 25th Amendment play, and his long-sighted plan to get rid of Jared, get rid of Ivanka, with whom he is obsessed, and lay the groundwork for his own presidential candidacy. At one time, an operative who worked for Steve approached me and asked me what I thought of a Steve Bannon, Laura Ingraham ticket. I love Laura Ingraham. No one is more loyal to the president than she is. I can't see her joining such a ticket, but I now see the game plan. Take Trump down. Blame Mike Pence in the deep state. Step into his role. It is a duplicitous, incredible plan that involved the takedown of Donald Trump.
And hey, yeah, that's how a lot of folks become successful. They just take over when Breitbart mysteriously dies, and then if the president can be destroyed or removed, suddenly you step into all of that. I mean, wow. And then meanwhile, he's so self-centered and delusional that he's got dandruff all over him. Looks like, you know, he drinks 14 bottles of scotch a week. But you got to give his behavior. I mean, post-mortem on him politically, I don't think he can come back from any of this. How did this slob think that he could game everybody? I guess he comes out of Hollywood. How did this slob, how did Slob Bannon, the Jabba the Bannon,
Sloppy Steve,
I'm just giving him new accolades. How did he think he would execute this entire thing?
Well, the answer, Alex, of course, is money. He used the Mercer's money to buy himself into Trump world. Donald Trump is one of the world's foremost geniuses on using OPM, other people's money. It's one of the things that made him one of the great business successes. He's got the sizzle. You've got the cash. Let's make a lot of money together. It's worked for him his entire life, and it's made him a billionaire in his own right. So Bannon bought his way into Trump world using the Mercer's money. From day one, it's clear that he intended to push Trump aside and move to the head of the class. You're right about it being odd in the sense that Steve is a reclusive guy, rarely left his apartment in New York, by his own admission, never put on a suit, wore the same pair of shorts every single day, not exactly a hail fellow well met. No charisma, no magnetism of the Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan type. Why he ever saw himself as a candidate, it's extraordinarily hard to understand. But his Machiavellian game plan now is completely clear. It even took me a while to piece it together. When he was telling me Trump was going down in a 25th Amendment play, what he was saying was he was working with others to take Trump down in a 25th Amendment play. Confident that once Vice President Mike Pence became president with Donald Trump's blood on his knife, he, Steve Bannon, could emerge as the rightful heir to Trumpism, the rightful heir to
nationalism. And then right as Bannon was about to be removed, he then, through Breitbart, put out, we're going to support Pence now. again, using that weapon in a Machiavellian way to attack Pence again with his ongoing strategy to make Breitbart the only good guy in the world. I mean, wow, what, that is sick. But if you look at all the evidence, that's what happened. Is there any way someone else was playing him and he was just the front schlub and he's just an innocent, dandruff-colored, red-eyed goblin?
No, I think that we have nailed this down. Look, what other explanation could there be for the fact that he never helped anyone else who was savvy about Trump? He never helped anyone who was a true early Trump supporter get into the White House staff. I can't tell you how many dozens of people he promised to help, that he pledged to help, but never lifted a finger.
And here's the last piece. Here's the last piece. He brings in the deep staters, still fails, but here's the key to all of it. He said, we're going after every Republican, even those that have good records. Only Ted Cruz will be left alone. Everyone must give us campaign money and support us, or we'll come after you. Totally positioning themselves. And we know he first worked for Ted Cruz, put out the mafia dossier that was fake. So I think that's the other play, is those two together. I see Count Dracula, Ted Cruz, at the center of this.
Entirely possible, Alex. Look, Ted Cruz is a Bush family retainer. He got a secret $1 million loan from Goldman Sachs, which he did not report on his campaign finance reports as required by law. His wife is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a confession. He's a fraud. We call him Fat Dracula. And my guess is that he was Bannon's backup candidate. If the voters didn't buy Steve in a Trump takedown, maybe they'd buy Ted Cruz. Well, that's not going
to happen. Well, I mean, how delusional is it with a guy that has the charisma of a dead rat with giant pinwheel red eyes and literally dandruff falling all over him? He's really dandruff Steve. Flaky skin, eczema Steve, sorry, or whatever it is. Unbathed Steve, filthy Steve. Now Benedict Bannon. But, I mean, I'm not just insulting him. It's who he is. If the shoe fits, I just don't get how he thought he would execute this. It is crazy.
Well, but it is hubris. Look, when you go from laying on your couch in Manhattan in your stuffy apartment to a palatial office at the White House, you can understand how he would begin to have delusions of grandeur. Trump does make it look effortless. He's like Ronald Reagan in that sense. He is a guy who glides through life from success to success because he has sound judgment and strong character. And Bannon may have thought perhaps he could supplant the president. This entire Machiavellian scheme has just been come crashing down. If you go to Barnes & Noble, by the way, you'll notice that there are three different Vanity biographies on Steve Bannon. He's on the cover of Newsweek this week talking about his future plans. You can see the orchestration.
And we now know how he was the leaker. Do five more minutes with me because I want to get back to this. So you can confirm your sources. The FBI is investigating Bannon.
My sources tell me they're now looking into his relationship with Miles Kwok.
All right. I want to do five more minutes before our next guest comes on because I want to get into DACA and how you really read what the president's doing. I go back to what he said the media ignored. He said, no, we're going to fix it. But the old DACA is not fair. But, yeah, we'll do something for people that can really prove they've been here and aren't criminals. We'll be back the second hour, InfoWars.com. Please spread that link.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first.